When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to the Flower Hour. I am Rob. I am with Mr. Matthew Angel. He is my Ben to my Holly. He is my Peppa to my George. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, all good, buddy. All good.
Yeah,
watching kids' cartoons today, have you?
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? I'm slowly but surely running out of options, in fairness. Like, so, I could do with some ideas, in fairness, but we move. Let's go. So this
weird one, really. No football today, really. I know you said you've been watching that the England game, but is that they're still playing now?
Yeah. So just before I came up to see your handsome face, Brazil just scored. I think it was like 5-10 minutes left, in fairness. So I'm not too sure where we're at now.
It's full time. Brazil beat them 1-0.
1-0. Yeah, the boy who scored, apparently 17 years of age, he's joining Real Madrid in the summer. So it's going to be another one of those Vinicius Juniors or Rodrigo sort of lads, no doubt about it. So another world beater on the cards. Good evening, Reese, my friend. Nice to see you back in the country. Hope you're doing well, mate.
I bet he's still recovering, struggling after his week away, isn't
he? All right, didn't he have an engagement party or something last night or something? It was free bar and he didn't bother drinking. What a melt. Did he invite me, like, for muckers? Yeah. So, let's go back to the Welsh game. Before we do that,
I just thought we'd have a little bit of a roundup of some of the, obviously, with it being Cardiff City World and the Flower Hour streaming on the Cardiff City World YouTube channel. Excuse me. I thought we'd just have a bit of a review of, you know, the players, our senior players then that have been out on international duty through the week. So I wouldn't say I've kept a close eye on it, but I had a little look earlier, you know, who'd been playing and all that malarkey. Obviously, Rambo didn't get on for us Thursday. I didn't think he was going to be honest. I don't know what you thought. I think he's got him in and around the changing rooms to keep the youngsters grounded. Just have that experience there, really. I'm not even sure if he'll play. He'd probably be on the bench again, I would have thought, Tuesday night, wouldn't he? But I can't see him playing that much, to be honest. What's your thoughts? Yeah. I don't think he has to, does he? In fairness, you know, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, 100% agree. I think I don't think there'll be many changes come Tuesday. We'll go on to Rob Page a little bit later on to have a few things I want to talk about with him. But I don't think that he will be near the starting 11. I don't think he'll even be starting. I don't think he'll be close to even becoming as an impact player off the bench. I think Ruben will, now that he's been brought back from the 21s, I think he will be the alternative. It's a difficult one, mate, because it's lovely to see him back in international fold, but I do think that there's other players that probably deserved it more merit that should have been in and around their squad. Whether they would have got minutes is a different matter. I'm not a big fan of that whole situation that's taken place with Ramsey being pulled in and the communication between Page and Bullet. That's for time maybe, but I just think that it's you can have Ramsey there just as a morale booster without naming him in your squad. Let's be real, can't you? And Ramsey would. Ramsey loves
He's done it all season with Cardiff, haven't he? Because they, you know, that was one of the things they praised. Although he was away injured or out injured, he was still in that environment. He was still in the changing room. He was still around training and stuff. So, you know, you're still having an input in things as well. And other players, are, you know, you're setting the example at the end of the day. He's club captain, isn't he? And, I don't see why. If he had played on Thursday, it's just another big risk, isn't it?
Of course it is.
You mentioned Colwell as well. Obviously, got omitted from the squad, the senior squad, dropped down to the 21s, and I didn't watch the 21s game. I seen, obviously, the highlights and things, but apparently he had a stormer, scored a goal, didn't he, and set up Kumas. Oof, got to be honest, finished it really well.
I think that's going to be potentially a regular thing, isn't it? I think going forward, Colwell set up Kumas set up Colwell. Going forward, that, you know,
nice to see it in a Cardiff shirt next year.
Yeah.
Getting that Matt Phillips now tapping up the people at Liverpool, see?
See, this is where you could have won.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Like, I know you're not a big, massive follower of international football, which is fair enough. The Welsh squad, the Welsh squad has never been as strong, I don't think, for a very, very long time. You know, the fact that we can bring off, you know, we all watched it live, bringing on people like Kiefer Moore, Dan James, and still kicked on and done even better when they come on.
Yeah.
And the end of 21s is so strong right now. The future is bright. Like, there is an end game. There's an end goal there. As long as they're nurtured properly and brought through properly, Jesus Christ, there's a next generation of footballers at our international level who can fucking go far, like, can take us far. We're not relying on, I think that's the most important thing now, we're not self-reliant on, as much as, Jesus God, how much do we love Gareth Bale, but we're not self-reliant on it now. Depth around the squad. I think we still need depth in defence. And I think, as I've barked up on it, as you all know, but Owen Beck, I think he is definitely the future. Owen Beck on one side, Nico Williams on the other side as fullbacks. There's future there in terms of fullbacks, but I just think we need a centre half to go with Joe Roden personally. But yeah, it's promising, mate. It's promising.
Yeah. So some of the other players. What's that?
Are you converted to enjoying national football yet?
I'll be honest. When we all sat together and watched it the other night and done that watch along, I thought it was a really good crack as well, wasn't it? To be fair, so I enjoyed it. It's just the time normally is hard when you've got the three kids and stuff, just to sit down and is what it is, isn't it?
Going back to your player watch, mate.
Yeah, Jamalu Collins, obviously for Nigeria. They played against Ghana. They won 2-1. He came off the bench in the 85th minute, had a yellow card in the 88th minute, but they went on to win 2-1. They got another game now Tuesday against Mali, something like that. So, I know we obviously haven't played for a while because the last international break, I don't think he went, did he? Because I think he'd...
No.
I don't think he went because I think Bullet had a chat with her, whatever, and for whatever reason he didn't go. I don't think he was ready for perhaps international after his layoff with injuries and stuff. A couple of other players then didn't play. O'Dowda was with Republic of Ireland, didn't play. They drew 0-0 with Belgium. They got another game now. They got another game now Tuesday against Switzerland, I think. So whether he'll feature there. I think from a selfish point of view, and being a Cardiff City supporter, I'm kind of open in a sense that he doesn't, because I just don't, I'm not sure if he is, well, he probably is ready, but I just don't want to risk it. Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
Siopis the same. Greece had a good win. They beat Kazakhstan 5-0 in another semi-final, similar to Wales and Finland. So, they got to play Georgia now on Tuesday night to see if they can get a place there as well. But he was another unused substitute, so he didn't get on. Hovarth, America beat Jamaica 3-1, unused substitute, so he didn't get any minutes. It's a long way to go as well for international football and not play at all, isn't it? Travelling and stuff. But
Hell of a long way.
They won 3-1 against Jamaica. They got another game now tomorrow, I think, against Panama, Mexico or something. Whatever that is.
Is he our friendly, Ange?
Yeah, I'm not sure with Hovarth, to be honest. Might be friendlies, I don't know. I don't know too much about that, if I'm completely honest. Romain Sawyers wasn't even in the squad for St. Kitts. They beat San Marino 3-1.
Really?
And they play in San Marino again tomorrow. It was kind of like a double header friendly. So whether he'll feature tomorrow, I don't know.
That's interesting.
And that's, no,
I think that's about a player it. Like him. No, Jeremy, I'm not the most clued up with St. Kitts level. Wouldn't expect him to be, you know, top standard. But you think Romain Sawyers, you'd like to think would.
Some kind of minutes under his belt, like. But,
yeah, that's a weird one, that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Can't get in the car team. Can't get in St. Kitts team. Jesus Christ!
He picked a niggle up at training, like I said. You know, you might have picked up something in training or whatever, and they didn't want to risk it, type of thing. But I see Andy Rinamota. I know, obviously, he's not with us at the moment. He's out at Rotherham. Did he sign for Rotherham, or is he out on loan?
I will check now. I'm pretty certain he signed, mate.
But they drew 2-2, I think, Zimbabwe. And obviously, you featured in that team. So, but that's about it then. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's on loan, mate. He's on loan.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the roundup of the senior guys we got out on international duty. So,
that's good work, mate.
Majority of them didn't play, which, as I said earlier, from a selfish point of view, I'm kind of happy in a sense that, you know, they're not getting risked. And because obviously we got another big game Friday against the Black Cats, Sunderland, which, you know, is never an easy game against them. I think we came away with a 1-0 win up there earlier in the season. So I'd be quite happy with that again come Friday, to be fair.
It's a bit naughty, though, isn't it? Like, the international break only finishes Tuesday, Wednesday, probably for some internationals, and then...
Good Friday, then, is that bank holiday, so there'll be a couple of games now, won't it? Well, Cardiff got a game Friday, and they got a game Monday as well, so, you know, for the guys who have gone travelling, the likes of people going to America and God knows where, it is, you know, it's a busy week for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just looking now at... the USA fixtures, for example, they play. Okay, so USA play Mexico, quarter past one Monday morning. So it's not ideal, but it gives him a little bit of time to come back and accommodate himself. But that's just one player, obviously. Obviously, the Welsh lads are all local. I suppose he's the main one, really, who's traveling abroad to be available. Unless they release him early. You know, you don't know. They may release him early if he's not in contention at all against Mexico. Yes, yeah, it's the CONCACAF Nations League it is. So I think it's the equivalent of our
Euro something.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of our Euro qualification, I think, mate. Something along those lines.
The tickets didn't take long to sell out for Tuesday today.
Nah, mate.
They'll be like rocking our shit now. You want to try and get tickets to go down there, but yeah, the atmosphere, like when they're singing the anthem and that, and it just looked incredible, didn't it? Videos and things I've seen. Yeah, just incredible atmosphere. I'd love it to be like at every game, a Cardiff City game, but I think we're a little way away from that, to be honest. I think we need to get back to the promised land before those days are going to come back to the Cardiff City Stadium, to be fair.
Yeah, I think Craig, I'm not sure if Craig's in the chat tonight, didn't he? He said he went, didn't he? Craig Sullivan is going to the game on Tuesday as well. On that note as well, guys, I'm not sure if many of you, well, I know GD Parry was watching along with us as well, but we will be doing another watch along on Tuesday with myself, Ainge, Sy, and Rodri as well is going to do it with us. So make sure you guys tune in and join us for that. So
Simon with his Doritos and his dip, and
with his munchies,
Rodri with his butterfly cup cakes and his cup of tea.
Fucking hell. And me with my Carlin.
Yeah. And I love and you, my and cherry, you, Coke, cherry Coke Zero Sugar.
No, it'd be a good one. It was a very good one, guys. I'd highly recommend if you haven't watched it, if you didn't watch it live, to maybe it's a bit of a weird one to watch on catch up, but it was a very, very good show, I thought. It was the first time the four of us had done a show together. I thought it was a really good crack. It was nice. It was really good fun. So looking forward to Tuesday. I think it's going to be a good crack again. Hopefully a very, very good show because Wales are going to qualify for the Euros. So even better.
Although I don't watch much international football, I think obviously Poland, no disrespect to Finland. Finland played some decent stuff against us at times on Thursday, but I think the Poland game will be a different kettle of fish on it.
Yeah, they will be a different animal. They definitely are at least a step or two above. It will certainly not be a walkover. You know, everyone knows about Lewandowski. He's one of, if not one of the best strikers in the world. Natural number nine strikers in the world, you know.
A little bit, Pat. I'm saying this now. You'll probably score a hat-trick now Tuesday. But is he? How old is he now? Is his legs gone a little bit? Do you think, or is he still performing?
We didn't score. He didn't score against whoever it is they played on Thursday, mate. So I'm led to believe he played. But then playing devil's advocate, the little knobhead is due a goal then as well, isn't he? So hopefully the boys keep him quiet. He hasn't got a pace. He's never had pace. He's just a very, very intelligent footballer. Yeah. So as long as we're smart,
he's played at some big, massive clubs, haven't he, in fairness?
Oh, he's at frigging Barcelona. He's Barcelona's number nine, for God's sake. Like, do you know what I mean? You know, there's a reason why, you know, he played for Dortmund, Bayern Munich, Barcelona. You know, he's no Eddie Johnson, is he? By any special imagination, you know what I mean? But Eddie, if you're watching, I'm only joking. Please come and join us on the show. No. But you know, he's obviously a very, very quality player, but they have got other talented footballers around as well. It's a very young squad, this Poland team. They're pretty much going through a transmission as well and transition into the future. I'm not sure if the Arsenal boy is still in goals. Rhys David Evans will probably tell me. Otherwise, Wojciech Szczęsny, who's one of the best keepers about. But they're a very young team.
I thought Jerzy Dudek was still in goals for him.
Dudek. Just touch upon what Rhys said, just switching gears a second. Yes, I'm very kind to do that, mate. You know, I'm all me and Angel all for like helping these up and coming broadcasters and presenters to, you know, to get their air time. So we are good like that, mate. So thank you. Thank you for your kindness. I appreciate it. Lewandowski, 35. Age is just a number, I think. When you're that talented, I don't think he's got many years left in him. This is probably his last international game, potentially, I think, if Poland don't qualify. So it's going to be a good one, mate. It is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good atmosphere. I imagine, you know, with the strong Polish community, then shall I say, within the UK, they'll have plenty of fans filling out the away end, I would imagine. So it should be a really good atmosphere. So should make for an exciting and good game for Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Why do you want me to keep talking? Why are you researching now?
I'm looking at a squad. So, Wojciech Szczęsny is the one. He's it's just mad. Like, you look through the players, right? So you got Wojciech Szczęsny, Lukas Skoropskis, Marcin Brka, Bartłomiej Drozdowski, Matty Cash. Just fucking mental, isn't it? Yeah. No, apparently Matty Cash is a doubt. He is...
What does he play for?
Aston Villa. He's one of the star performers at the moment, in fairness, Matty Cash. But apparently he's out. They've got... I'm just looking for the squad, man. They've got Jakub Kiwo, whatever his name is. I'm sure he's plays for Leeds, I want to say. I could be wrong. Oh, Arsenal. He's a young Arsenal boy. Jakub Kiwori. No, I'll try again, Rob. Jakub Kiwio. There we are. Fucking hell. If you've got any Polish fans watching, I do apologise.
Need a little person in the bottom right-hand corner translating.
No, I'm just looking through. It seems like the squad. And there's a few like well-known names still they're knocking about, but you've got Krasicki, who's 35. Oh, Christ, why are these guys the most difficult names to pronounce known to mankind?
Just see the last three letters, the ski for most of them, isn't it?
Here we are. Lewandowski, Milicki. No, that's Milik, that is. He's 30.
Yeah, it's gonna be a different ball game, I think. Just hopefully our young boys will handle the pressure and come out all guns blazing. I, like you said earlier, would you change the setup at all or the formations at all?
I wouldn't change it, mate. What would you change? What would you change from that? I think, like, I know Rob Page gets a lot of shit, And in fairness, sometimes it's rightly so, but I think he got it nailed on. His tactics, his team selection, the substitutions, he absolutely nailed it, I think, on Thursday. From bottom to top, every part of it, mate, he got it right. I'm not sure about yourself, mate, but I think he got it bang on, and I don't think that this must just change it. However, I would not be surprised. You'll probably go with a target 9. I wouldn't be surprised if Kiefer Moore starts. on Sunday, Tuesday, sorry, beg your pardon. I wouldn't be surprised if Kiefer Moore starts just to be that little bit more defensive, because he knew we could get Finland and he knew that we were a much better team, let's be real. We were a better team and we showed down on the night. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go same back five. Midfield, I'd go, you'll probably go, sorry, beg your pardon, with John James and Ampadu. I don't think Brooks starts. I think you'll go, I think Brian Johnson starts. I don't think, and I think Kiefer Moore starts instead of David Brooks, I think personally. So you'll have Brian Johnson on one wing, Harry Wilson on the other. That's what I think you'll go with personally.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting, wouldn't it? But it's nice to have those different options, the strength and depth. You know, whoever comes in will do a job type of thing.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, you know, again, sorry not to jump back on it, mate, but, you know, it weren't that long time ago as an international Welsh fan, like, you know, you would have substitutions of full of League Two players, non-league players sometimes as well. But now the fact that we can bring on like a Dan James, who's on potentially the best form of his career, Kiefer Moore, who's, you know, he's a swear word to us all right now, but he's in great form at Ipswich in a very, very good team. Nathan Broadhead, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he even got on, Nathan Broadhead, and he's by far probably one of the best players in the championship this season. So, attacking wise, sorry, anyway. So, it's a fantastic option to have. I'll put this to you then, mate. If Rob Page and Wales qualify for the Euros, do we think he is the most successful? No, sorry. Do we think he is the best Welsh manager we've had in the last, in the modern era?
That's difficult, isn't it? I don't know. That's a difficult one to just throw at me, that is. I'll be honest with you. I suppose you've got to look at where he's taken us then. So we've been to, what was the last one we qualified for? That was the last Euros, was it?
Yeah, qualified for the last Euros, mate, and we fucking bombed.
So,
oh, no, it's the World Cup, sorry, I beg your pardon. Sorry, the World Cup we bombed heavily at. I do apologize. Yeah.
So, I suppose, you know, looking at recent results, then, yeah, you could very well put that up there. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have to have a little bit more of a think on it, to be honest. I think I'm going to sit on the fence.
Yeah, I think the thing is with him, I think that a lot of fans, they probably wouldn't admit it, but they want him to succeed. They didn't like the turnover in management. I just think that, and he's an acquired taste as Rob Page. No one doubts his commitment to things like that, but he has got things wrong, but I like to think now he's starting to learn and adapt his approach. And, you know, I think, you know, if he takes Wales to the Euros, I think that's up there with the Chris Coleman job that he done, because Chris Coleman took Wales to the promised land of the Euros with a much worse squad.
Yeah, I suppose then we didn't have that strength and depth. Yeah.
Yeah. He had the Gareth Bale prime and Aaron Ramsey prime, don't get me wrong. But pounds for pounds, like the squad Wales have got now, it's so much better. It is so much better. And I think,
yeah, like you said, we're not just relying on that one person. I think, like, the Gareth Bale thing is very similar. I'd use or think then, like Ryan Giggs when he used to be in the squad. If he weren't in the squad or he'd pull out because Man United would say, you're not allowed to go and play for Wales type of thing, we weren't as good, was we?
No.
But now, if we lost one or two type of thing, you've got players now like Harry Wilson. I thought he was outstanding Thursday.
Mate.
Apart from the last 5 minutes before he got taken off when he was bitching at the referee for every thing, I just think that's got to be put to bed. That I really can't really go, especially after he'd already had a yellow card. But yeah,
he's one of the most experienced boys in the club now. In the squad now, isn't he?
Yeah,
as well, son. He has got all these young lads like your Jordan James, even Reef and Amber dudes. You're looking up to people like Harry Wilson now, who come in at a very, very young age. You know, I'm sure someone will tell us in the chat. Harry Wilson made his debut at a very young age, didn't he? When he broke onto the scene, when he was just a young lad at Liverpool. And see, he has got to be a leader now for him as well. Are you looking it up? Or are you just
no, sorry.
No, okay, just checking.
No, I wasn't looking at it.
I thought he was going to give you some info.
That's something you should know anyway.
Let's jump to the comments then. So G Parry says, books a place for Antipolo. Wonder if Bullet knows much about him. So I'm guessing that's when the lads from Poland.
But if he does know, I don't think the relationship between him and Rob Page is at their best. So I don't think much would be passed on anyway, wouldn't it?
What was his name?
So when you were looking at that, then right, I'm just going to put a thing out there as well. Obviously, with the performance Comas and Colwell had on Friday, yesterday for the 21s, have they been called up yet, or are they likely to be called up to the senior squad for Tuesday? Do you think?
I don't think they will, mate. I think Colwell took the last sort of space on it. I don't think that. I may be wrong. Somebody else will probably tell me otherwise, but I think that's it now. I think Ruben was the last one to be called up to it. So I don't think there'll be many changes now from what we've already got. GD Parry said, our World Cup squad was the end for a few, including Bale, and Ramsey dropped off base. More so compared to Euro 16, but we're looking decent again. We are doing looking decent again. We're going to win the Euros. Beat England 6-0 in the final.
Where's it to? Germany, innit?
Yeah. Flower on top of Germany or?
We're going to Salford, but.
Yeah, true. Shock horror, he's in the comments. Reese, yeah, did see the player. Your man done a spin kick as fan advanced on him. Oh, yes. I misjudged this bit. So, did you see this about the Fenerbahce game? So, a fan invaded a pitch, and there's an image of one of the players punching the fan. Is this where there's been a building or a structure or something made of that player now doing it? Or am I thinking of something else? Someone please enlighten me. So, basically, a fan come on the pitch, right? In the Turkish league, I'm sure it's this one, and a player like fucking twatted him basically, and he's gone. And I got a feeling it's this game. I might be wrong, but the club has made a statue of the player kicking the fan in the air, something like that. I'm sure it's this one.
It's a bit like that woman who got stuck on that shutter door. Did you see that? The video on Facebook? And then there's some spray painter
went and sprayed it.
Yeah.
Here we are. See, fucking, this is why we have Reese in the chat. Yes, there's a mural painting here, the player punching the fan. I knew it was something. I was half right. I was there, sort of.
Yes. It's not good, is it? Fans invading the things and throwing punches and added players and... You don't know, see, you could be running on that pitch with absolutely anything in your hands, couldn't you?
Great. Well, the stewards of Walsingham should be fucking gone in, shouldn't they?
To have a quick chat about Ampadu as well. Obviously, I thought he was outstanding. Yes. Outstanding Thursday. Obviously, he's having a really good season at Leeds. Leeds are doing really well. They're up there. They're all thereabouts. And I think are they top at the moment, Leeds? I think Leicester might have a game in hand, mind. I know they're not far away, but would you, obviously with the performances he's putting in on a regular basis now, do you think he'll stay with Leeds? Do you think there could be a call for him maybe going to a top six club? And if he was to go to a top six club, do you think he would more than hold his own?
So, Leeds are currently top on goal difference, but Leicester do have a game in hand. So that's neither here nor there.
That's been caught up, mine, because Leicester were way in front at one point, weren't they?
They were like 15 points ahead at some point. So I was reading something the other day. I think this, if Leicester don't go up at all, it's gonna be one of the worst points lost, like, you know, towards the end of a season ever in a championship.
Much like when Arsenal bottled it.
Yeah, Arsenal, Liverpool bottled this. They weren't far off, were they?
I didn't say Liverpool, did I? You've said that now. Shut up, man.
But no, from a championship standpoint, I don't think any team has lost as much ground as that and not been promoted. It'd be horrific for him. That would be horrific if that's the case. In an ideal world, I think I would rather get rid of all three of Leicester, Ipswich and Leeds out of the championship, because they're too good for it. Let's be real. They are too good for it. Southampton, I think they're good, but they're not as standard as those three, especially Leeds and Leicester.
I don't know, Southampton on their day, I think when we played them, the last time we played them away, I think they beat us quite convincingly, 3-0 or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but they played us off the park.
So going back to your question, sorry, beg your pardon. I don't think he's ready for top six. Do you know where I think he'd fit? And I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, is Newcastle. Bruno Guimarães is potentially leaving in the summer. Tonali's banned. Newcastle could do with a good defensive midfielder. Oh, I think he'd be class for him. Yeah. I think he'd be a great, great fit for Newcastle.
I suppose it's just want a club to take a punt on him, really. I suppose, you know, some clubs might think, oh, let's wait for him to come up. If he's going to come up with Leeds, let's wait for him to come up and have a look and perhaps see what he does for the first couple of months with a look at maybe getting him in the January type of thing. But yeah, you don't know. But like I said, I wouldn't know how much how much did Leeds buy him from. Did he come from Chelsea?
Yes, mate, yeah. Yeah, he was at Chelsea since a young boy, since literally a little nipper, wasn't he? I think he came from the academy at Chelsea. Hardly played there. He played, well, here we are. Just search now. Guess how many times he played for Chelsea?
Three.
Are you knob? You've searched that.
I haven't.
You lying shit. You searched that.
Swear on my kid's life.
All right, I can't believe you went. Three times he played for Chelsea, like between 2017. So I'm actually wrong again. So he came through Exeter City Academy. He played eight times for Exeter City. Joined Chelsea in 2017. Played three times between 2017 and 2013. Clinker neck. So yeah, you wouldn't have. It's not showing how much he paid, but it wouldn't have been much, mate. He was 17 at the time when he joined. he was just, yeah, it was a tribunal agreement. So you're talking probably less than a mil.
Well, when he signed for Chelsea.
Yeah, from Exeter.
I wonder how much Leeds.
From Leeds, sorry, beg your pardon. Sorry, mate. 7 million.
You know, that's big money, isn't it, for a championship player?
7 million plus performance add-ons, apparently, according to the rival source.
If they get promoted now this year, no doubt there'll be some brown envelopes being thrown around. Like,
how much would you value, Matt?
I don't know. Well, if you think he's gone for 7 million now, you've got to be looking at more than that, haven't you? Surely, with the performances consistent performances he's been putting in. And then you mentioned like a club like Newcastle, where perhaps money is, well, with the new owners they got there, money's not a problem there, is it? But I suppose it's all this financial bullshit now, isn't it? That
yes,
clubs so they have got are. To be careful of.
Yeah, they come in. That's one of the reasons why they're looking at getting rid of that Bruno, because of financial fair play. I think it's potentially going to come and bite them. I'm not the most clued up on it. You may know more than me.
Probably.
Homegrown players. What'd you say? Probably.
Yeah.
Homegrown players. So, does that count towards it if you buy a homegrown player, i.e. someone from the UK, do you know?
No idea, but like I said, okay. I'm not too clued up on this financial
thing. I thought you knew it all, man.
Well, I do really, but, you know, I just got to play along with it sometimes and just pretend that I don't know. But I don't understand, like,
you've
got the Man City stuff and how all that's different to Forest having points deducted and Everton have had points deducted. Yeah. And this thing with Man City's been over their heads for the last couple of years. It just baffles me. And I don't know, but we want.
Well, Leicester are apparently going to get it next season. I read earlier as well. So I'm not sure whether that's if they go up or wherever it is, regardless, Leicester City are going to get a points deduction potentially as well for FFP. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a different conversation altogether and a different show altogether. But
if I think Simon needs to do a podcast with somebody who is 100% switched on with the financial fair play,
who's not thick as thick shit like us, too. And
I reckon Taxman Craig would be into the Wallasi.
Oh, Christ, I.
So I reckon that's right up his street, that is, I reckon.
Oh, I mean, it was said, Craig Sullivan, get yourself on your back and get yourself doing that show. Because I think you're bang on there. Mr. Taxman Craig, he knows his shit with that.
The Taxman Hour.
Christ, oh,
happy days. Right, before we start wrapping up, anything else in the comments for us, Robert?
No. Not a great deal, mate. We touched upon, obviously, we're back here again on Tuesday. The boys are back together again. The four of us.
The boys are back in town.
Simon, please, for the love of God, do me an angel, an intro song, please. I don't know how many times I've got to tell him now. Please message all of you who's watching, listening, and commenting. Message Simon and tell him to do us a proper intro song, please. None of this recycled garbage jokes.
He's too busy wallpapering, man.
Yeah, that's obviously what it is, isn't it? It's not a lot really left to say, guys. I know this was quite a little bit shy of the hour, but we'll bless you all of our company in a couple of days. No, do you know what I want, Rhys? I've told Silas as well. I think I've told you, Ainge, as well. I want... Do you remember, Chris Jericho, when he first came into WWE, WWF, whatever it was, and he had done that countdown, like, I want that song, that countdown song like that. That's what I want. I don't know how trademarked that is. I don't know how feasible that is. That's what I want. But I'm not sure how plausible that is.
I can't remember, so you're going to have to send me a video of it now.
I will. Oh, it's class. Or if any of you beautiful people in the chat know someone or what you are someone who can do us a bit of an intro yourself,
I reckon we should get the Ace Podcast Nation Army to all contribute a little snippet of some kind of theme tune or something, and we can put it all together.
100%. Perfect for me. Right. Get your ears rocking. Let's get it going. And let's get it rolling, because that would be fantastic. Like, what way? Because at the end of the day, you know, we are for you. Do you know what I mean? It's size guys things and all that, but the Flower Hour is for you lot, anyway, let's be honest. So, no, that'd be lush, guys. If anyone knows someone or wants to put something together or anything like that, I'll be class. And we'll happily plug the hell out of it. I'll even get tattoos on my forehead for you as well.
what have we got planned for the rest of your weekend, bud?
So we go to Tredegar tomorrow morning, guys. So if any of you are in a Tredegar area and want to watch some football, our under nines, the Flower guys, Flower kids are playing in Tredegar. Or if you're on Flower, our Flower alternative team are hosting tomorrow down Tryon Park, guys. So if you're around, you know, we have snacks and drinks and coffees and teas and things like that are available as well. So
just, you've got to take your own milk.
You've got to bring your own milk, guys. I'm sorry. We will bring in a cow and keeping a cow there to stay. That is my Sunday. I'm going out. No, actually, that's a lie. I'm going out for Dad's birthday tomorrow. Straight after football, so that's gonna be a nice close shave because the table's booked for 12 o'clock. So, nice. Sorry for that.
Where's you? That to?
Carvery, man. I told Louise, like, I'm not a fan of Carvery. Like, I said, man, let's go Harvester or something instead because do everything in Harvester, don't I?
Toby Carvery, man, get it in you.
Nah, I'd rather home cooked dinner than Carvery. Like, I'm not a fan of it. I'd take Mammy Boyle's Carvery, Mammy Boyle's dinner over in Carvery any day of the week. But
if anybody wants to befriend Stephen Boyle on Facebook, mind us.
I know. Has anyone added my dad yet? Because he's not text me, like, so I don't know. I don't know if he's, you may not have gone around to watching it yet, but there's a few of you on here who obviously know me on Facebook, and I can add my dad on Facebook. Let's spit him out. Let's cause him to have a meltdown and think what the hell is going on.
So this week for the Flower Hour, then Tuesday we'll have
Tuesday watch along me. I imagine then it will probably be
Friday night, maybe then after the game, perhaps.
Yeah, that'll be Friday or Saturday night. Then I imagine, mate, we'll do our review show. Size not mentioned nothing yet, but I'd imagine it'll probably Saturday, mate, if I'm honest, because game for, if it's on Friday. Oh, autumn's kick. Oh, probably early kickoff Friday, isn't it? Because it's good Friday. Oh, yeah. So we'll probably Friday night then, mate.
Easter egg hunt in the morning, straight down to Cardiff then, and Bob, your uncle, Robert's your mother's brother.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Happy days.
I could not know. Like, I mean, all right, fine. I'll share in the group later, and I will change every single one of your lives.
We haven't seen that Louise for ages in the chat.
Where's the Viking to?
She's gone.
Perhaps she's gone checking on her. If anyone knows who Louise is, please check in on her. Make sure she's all right. Because we're quite concerned now. It's been a couple of weeks and we haven't seen her come back since her Viking outings.
You're probably scared her off, in fairness, but
I have that impact, mate, which is fine. You know, we do us. Right. Viking, Louise, if you're okay, drop us a message and come back soon.
Somebody start a Facebook search party for Louise the Viking.
Fucking hell. Does that fucking act when police find the Viking?
Has anybody seen a missing Viking called Louise?
Jesus Christ.
Top supporter of Ace Podcast Nation. Well, Carlos, yeah.
Yes, number one fan. Right, on that note, I bid you adieu. Peace, love, and always, 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 always remember.
Upper Flower.
Sports Social Podcast Network.